Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We are at Rise at Sunrise, 5:32 a.m. Is your spirit dry today? Is your spirit dry today? Are you hurt today? Are you existing or are you living today? Can you be yourself today? These are just questions. I want you to turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 3. I will be reading from the easy to read version. It says, "When the Lord said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones come to life?' I answered, 'Lord God, only you know the answer to that question.'" May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of His holy word. So the question I have for you today, is your spirit dry today? Your spirit dry today. As we look at this scripture, it's about dry bones. This is the valley, possibly Jezreel Valley, a fertile area where many battles were fought. It is often called simply the valley. In the scripture, as we look at it closely, Son of Man, this was usually just a way of saying a person or a human being. But here, it is a way of addressing Ezekiel. Also, we find the same happening in verse 9, 11, and 16. But we're just going to focus on this particular thing, the conversation between Ezekiel and God. When life has its challenges for you, my question is to ask the following. What level of faith are you at? What level of faith are you at? Today, on this June 6th of 2024, I want to bring to your attention about the moon. The moon is 29 days old, and it is also a new moon phase of its lunar cycle. It's 0% illuminated. And the sunrise at 5:32 a.m. And it will sunset today at 8:26 p.m. The new moon will appear at 8:38 Eastern Daylight Time, leaving the dark, arid, moonless. So today, as we look at a new moon, a new day, a new everything, let's work on finding love, because love covers a multitude of sin. And let's make some money today. And let's be at peace today. Let's be, what's the word I want to use? Let's be intentional today. This is a time to continue to heal. This is your healing time. You are awake and you are alive. You want out of that old energy that's weighing you down today? Because life is abruptly different for you. You must begin the work of healing and prayerfully be intentional. You must prayerfully be resilient. You must prayerfully be a mutsy in working to uplift your inner spirit. So you can go to other people and plug in, but you're going to have to do some inside work to rise up, to revitalize, and bring life to your lifeless self. The Lord tells Ezekiel that the bones dry represent the people of Israel. You just dry as toast, who are living in exile and seemingly abandoned by your God. Are you living in exile today? The bones coming back to life symbolizes the restoration of the house of Israel to a new spirituality and God bringing his people out of captivity and back to their land. Amen. Just think about that. That's a beautiful thing. This was fulfilled in part when the Persians conquered Babylon and allowed the Jews to return home a few years later. Well, these dry bones represent things in our lives that seem dead, dreams that didn't work out, and closed doors. You know, you can't get anything right. You can't get a way in. When talking about skeletons, and it has a spiritual meaning, it symbolizes fragility of life and the inevitable of life. The inevitable, that's what I should say, the inevitability of death. There's a sense of unease. There's a sense of discomfort as it confronts the subconscious with the concept of our own mortality. Things bruise, things tear, things erode, things disperse, or end. They're fragile. Love and other feelings change. Bodies get ill. You get older. You die. You get mistreated, and good feelings fade. That job that you were praising the Lord for is no longer a praise. Notice any discomfort with recognizing fragility in your life? The skeletons can represent hidden aspects of yourself, the unresolved issues that you never got solved that need to be addressed. Doors is another thing. It's a symbol of change. If you are currently transitioning from one stage of life to another, a dream door may embody the sense of movement from one place to another. If you're just become a parent, you're moving, you're going back to school, you're changing careers, those doors represent change. This can be represented in terms of walk away wife syndrome, as some people say. Walk away syndrome describes instances where a spouse, usually a wife, has felt alone. They felt neglected. They felt resentful in a deteriorating marriage and decides, well, it's time to say bye-bye. The marriage is dry as biscotti. It's dry toast. Routine is mundane, lacking interest or excitement. It's dull. It's time to take your marriage to the triune God and seek a turnaround. When a spouse complains, you better listen. You better immediately work together to solve the problems and don't be pointing fingers at each other. Rather, marriage is an ongoing change and work. Sometimes we overestimate fragility of things, as when we don't recognize the deep walls or the deep wells of inner strength in ourselves and others. But I think we are more likely to deny or downplay the true extent of fragility. It's scary to realize how delicate the vulnerable body is or the threats that bind us together. We're so easily frayed by just one single word or the balance of the climate or the ecology in our planet. So if we don't recognize that fragility, we miss chances to protect and nurture so many different things that really, really matter, and we'll needlessly be surprised and upset when things don't inevitably fall apart. Mourning the death of a spouse can also be symbolized as dry bones because the surviving spouse is in bereavement. They feel lifeless. Their world has changed abruptly. You are mourning. You know that it was going to happen, but maybe you didn't. Feeling grief and sorrow at the loss. You cannot continue with the same because your life is not the same. But in rising up and coming past the faith that you need to move on, you need to do some things. Like find a support system that supports you. Get into a grief counseling for help that will support you. Taking care of yourself while grieving to support you. Learn about when it becomes complicated to support you. Everyone does not feel the same after death, but you have to know what you feel to support you. Make plans and be active to support you. Get your legal stuff together, your financial paperwork in order to support you. And it is okay to go out and start a new relationship after a death of a spouse to support you. So stop today collecting red flags that only further harm you and make you feel more fragile. In the scripture that we read earlier in Ezekiel 3, when God asked Ezekiel if he believed the bones could live, he was saying, what level of faith are you at? Ezekiel answered back, oh, sovereign Lord. He was saying, in effect, God, you control the universe. You can do the impossible. That was the faith God was looking for. He told Ezekiel to prophesy to those dead bones. You've got to prophesy to your dead bones. And when he did, the bones came back to life. You've got some dead bones. You've got some dead skeletons. You're going to have to prophesy to those dead bones to bring them back to life. And if you're experiencing a dry time in your life, what level of faith are you at? Where you at? We may face situations in our health, in our finances, in our relationships that seem so impossible. We can stay stuck there with little faith, but as with Ezekiel, great faith is in you. It's not in your mind or your emotions. It is in your spirit, and you need to wake it up. Wake it up today. Rise at sunrise. Now do your part and get in agreement with God and prophesy health and victory and breakthrough and abundance for everything that you need. And those dead things are about to come back to life. Great faith brings great favor. And in your mundane times, revive through Jesus Christ, as we can trust that we are safe in the arms of Jesus, who has saved us to live with him in the new heaven and earth. And our calling is to live by his word, showing his love to everyone around us each and every day. It is life dry as is your life. I should say, is your life dry as biscotti? Is it dry as dry toast? Well, if it is, God is telling you it's not in your mind or your emotions. It's in your spirit, and you need to wake it up. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. And as we close out, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have the power to breathe life into the things that seem dead as dry toast in our life. Thank you that you are taking me from little faith to great faith. And I believe that as I speak words of faith today regarding my circumstances, you will make things happen that I could never, ever make happen. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. To God be the glory. Ogunafa Oluwa. Amadi. La Rabi. Selah.